here. And that always feels good. It gets me excited. Matter of fact, this brother right down here is always here. And when I go on the road, he's going to go with me. I love him and love his encouragement. Okay, he'll go. You know, as Brother Gary said tonight, my sister did pass away over this holiday time, and obviously it's a sad time for our family. And tonight, if you would be so gracious, after I speak, my wife Barbara and I are going to go ahead and start that road to drive there. I'm honored to get to speak at the little gathering tomorrow. It's in northwest Oklahoma, so it's a bit of a drive. So I would appreciate that, but I did not want to miss tonight. And so that grief is going to go in a box here for a little bit. And right now, we're going to think about unity. And we're going to think about being one in Christ. And we're going to think about the salvation that we share in Jesus. That truly we are unified in Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what the world wants to do is the world wants to point at what divides us.
Right.
The world wants to tell us what's different about us.
Uh-huh.
If you turn on any type of media, what you hear is what our differences are in this country, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever you go to fill out those IRS papers, which nobody likes those. But you know what you see? You have to fill out that form. Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Pacific Islander, and other, whatever other is? There are all these different ways that we want to divide. We want to find out, are you wealthy or in the middle or are you poor? We want to know, are you male or are you female? We want to know every little thing we can to put each other in a box and make us different.
Right.
We want to know, were you born in this country or were you born in some other country? And it is all about separating us and bringing division. But Jesus reminds us of what brings us together, of what unites us. And tonight, that's what all of this is about. His brother Gary said that we've heard from some places of a church in Illinois that tonight is getting together like we are. The congregations in Lockhart, Texas are getting together tonight like we are and in other places. It's because we need to remember that we are one in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you see those things on television that show our divisiveness and our problems, and we realize that there are problems, don't misunderstand me. But when you see those things on television, I want you to remember tonight. I want you to remember that brothers and sisters at Memorial and at Fifth Ward and other places, we're friends with each other.
Amen.
We're family.
Yeah. Amen.
That we are together. We are not divided, but that we are one voice.
Amen.
I know there are differences of opinions. Politically, sometimes there are differences. Culturally, sometimes there are differences of opinion. We get that and we understand. Even within our own congregations, we have differences and disagreements.
Amen.
We may disagree even about that thing we see on television so much these days, about is it proper to protest at the national anthem? And we probably have some different opinions in this room tonight.
Yes.
But this is what I want to tell you tonight about that.
All right.
That one day, every knee is going to bow to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And every knee is going to bow because we stand upon the Word of God.
Amen.
That we are united. We are not divided. We are united in Christ.
Amen.
I love what Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 through 6 says. The Apostle Paul said, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Amen.
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
Amen.
There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
Amen.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all."
Yes, the Bible is right.
Do you see? That's right. The Bible is right. Do you see how many baptisms there are? There's one, right? Do you see how many faiths there are? There is one, right?
Amen.
Do you see how many gods there are? There is one.
Amen.
And tonight, that's what we talk about. That we have one faith, one hope, one baptism, one Lord, one God and Father in all.
Amen.
And guess how many churches there are here tonight? One. One.
Amen.
I love what Matthew chapter 6 said. Jesus said as he's in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, verse 33. Passage you know, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Amen.
He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And what I know about Fifth Ward and what I know about Memorial is that we are all seeking the kingdom first. Can y'all say an amen to that?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I may go a lot longer if you keep saying amen. Now there will be silence. I know what will happen. Not only are we all seeking the same kingdom, we are all part of the same kingdom.
Amen.
Whatever our race may be, whatever background we may be from, whether we have a lot or a little, we are in the same kingdom.
Amen.
Whether we are African American or Caucasian or Hispanic or Asian or whatever classification we may find ourselves in, we are seeking the kingdom of God first. Therefore, we are in the same kingdom when we come into Christ. I remember that passage in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 24 and 25 when Jesus said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Now, do you know where we're built tonight? We are built on the rock. And if we're built on that rock, we're also in the same house. Do you know that old song? Do your kids here sing that song, The Wise Man Built His House on the Rock? Y'all sing that? We could sing it right now, but you don't want to. The wise man built his house on the rock. You remember, and the rains came down and the floods came up. Boy, that song's a lot different after Harvey, isn't it? But the rains came down, the floods came up. And I used to love it as a kid when we would sing about the foolish man, because the foolish man's house went splat. That was a lot more fun than the wise man's house. But let me tell you, when you're a homeowner, it's a lot better to be in a house that stands firm. And God's house stands firm. And tonight we're in the same house, and God's house stands firm.
Amen.
So tonight what we want to do is be people, not just tonight, but every night and every day, to be people who help this house stand firm.
Amen.
Rather than people who tear this house apart.
Thank you. Say that again.
It seems like, I'll say it again, we want to be people who keep this house together.
Yeah.
Not people who tear it apart.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes we don't even realize that's what we're doing.
Right.
I remember when I was a little boy sitting in the back seat of our car, and we would drive all over western Oklahoma in the Texas Panhandle, and there was a little cut in the fabric of the back seat. And I would start picking at the foam that was inside that. And I'd just pick a little piece off and then another little piece. We were in that car a lot, let me tell you. And before long, my mother looked in the back seat, and there was no foam left there. I was sitting on metal, because I'd picked all of it out. You know, some of us, when we talk about the kingdom of God, and when we talk about each other, even racially sometimes, you know what we keep doing? We just keep picking little pieces of foam out of the kingdom of God. And we destroy what Jesus has given his life for.
Amen.
That he gave his life that we may be one. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said a famous thing there in verses 15 through 18. Whenever he was talking to his disciples and talking to Peter, in Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus says, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. That the rock that rock that we are built on is Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
That we are built on Jesus as one house, as one kingdom,
Amen.
As one body.
Amen.
Whatever race we may be, wherever we may be from, whatever our driver's license or passport says, we are one body in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus looks at us, He looks at our faith, He looks at our baptism, and He looks at our hearts.
Amen.
Now I want you to think about this tonight. If we are the same body, because there is one body, and if we are in the one Spirit, and we are part of the one hope, and we are part of the one Lord and worship the one Lord, because we have one faith in that Lord,
Amen.
And that we are part of that one baptism that has been baptized into Christ.
Amen.
If we are living on the same rock,
Amen.
And we're living in the same house,
Amen.
With the same Father, and the same brother, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
We're family.
Amen.
And there is no reason to show any division or to say anything negative about each other. Because when people talk against us, they're talking against my family.
Amen.
And don't talk against my family.
Amen.
We are brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. We are not going to let anything tear us apart.
Amen.
Nothing is going to do that. You know, the media may try to tear us apart. They like to tell us sometimes, they say some good things, but they also tell us sometimes how different we are from each other. They tell us about what causes problems, not about what brings unity.
Amen.
The government might even sometimes try to put us in a box and tell us that we're not the same, that we're different. Hollywood might say that there's no way for us to be together. Even our friends may say things about gatherings like tonight and say, how could you do something like that? But let me tell you this, if God is for us, no one can be against us. If there is going to be healing in our nation, it is going to have to come from Christians. If you have been healed in your life by the blood of Christ, how can you sit by and not be a part of the solution? Because we have the solution, and the solution is Jesus. The one who brings all people together. All languages together, all people of every background together, that we have to be part of the solution if we claim to be anything at all that we talk about. There's that beautiful passage that you know in Romans chapter 8 and verses 38 and 39. When the apostle Paul says at the end of that beautiful passage, as he almost comes to a crescendo, and he says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe it? Then we got to live like it. If we believe what the Bible says, and we have to live like it. We have to be people that bring healing, not people that bring injury. That we are one in Christ Jesus. So my question for us tonight, and I really have two of them, but one of them is, are you with us? Are you with us? Because if you're not with us, we want you to be with us. But understand, if you're not with us, you are part of the problem. Am I with Him? Am I with Him? Am I with Jesus Christ? Because what Jesus said His prayer was, that His disciples may be one.
Amen.
And what we're called to be tonight is to be one.
Amen.
To be one in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And you know how to come into that kingdom. You've heard the sermons. You've studied the Bible. You know. You understand. That whenever you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that you say He is the one that brings hope. He is the one that brings healing.
Amen.
And you're sorry for where you've been in the past. And you are baptized into Christ.
Amen.
You know how beautiful that is? You come into a kingdom where there is one race.
Amen.
You come into a kingdom where the only grace is only race is God's children.
Amen.
That is who we are by the grace of God.
Amen.
And tonight, maybe that's what you're ready for, to be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
But you also may be ready to repent.
Amen.
Over other things.
Amen.
Maybe the sin of racism. Maybe the sin of causing division. Whether you are black or white or brown or Asian or whatever you may be, it runs every direction. But what the kingdom of God was called to be was one. And if I'm not bringing harmony, I'm bringing destruction. And shame on me if I'm not bringing harmony to the body of Christ. What a great night to be together.
Amen.
To honor our God as one voice.
Amen.
Come this evening as we stand and sing.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the Master of the seas heard my despairing cries, and from the waters lifted me, now saved.